The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everyone. It is October 27th, 2020. Welcome to Morning Invest, the only progressive business show on the planet. I can safely say that. I can't think of another one. If you can, please tell me. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about Wall Street. It takes a nosedive because there's no stimulus. Oh, is Wall Street upset about that? They already got $5 trillion. What about you? We're going to look at the 2021 financial crisis, which is unfolding. I'm going to show you exactly how it's unfolding. Then we'll look at the states with the highest credit card debts. Can you guess which state wins? Give me your vote before we get to that segment. Tell me which state you think wins the highest credit card debt. We'll get to all of that and more on the show today. But first, to tell you about our friends over at Outlet Finance, you can get some free money deposited in your account right now by going to morninginvest.com/outlet. It's a savings account alternative. Now, how this works is it's backed by cryptocurrency. So a lot of you want to know, like, you know, how do I get my money out of this crazy banking system? Well, here you go. Earn 6% annually on every dollar you save. 6% APR. Phenomenal. You're not going to get that kind of a return by using your traditional bank savings account. So it's backed by Ethereum, cryptocurrency. You can deposit your money anytime, withdraw it at any time, and they will deposit free money into your account. It's a savings account, so you can start it with as little as 10 bucks, 100 bucks. You can put whatever you want in there. Obviously, the more you put in there, the higher interest rates you get. And you have to do it through our link. Morninginvest.com/outlet is how they'll know you came from us. And plus, you get free money deposited in your account. I know some of you have tried to download the app, and you're like, where's the free money? And they get on you with support, and they're like, well, you didn't use the link. You have to use that link. Otherwise, it won't work. So our thanks to Outlet for providing an amazing way of getting some savings that's outside of this corrupt government Wall Street banking system. So thank you to them. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 650 points on Monday as coronavirus cases surged, adding worries about the economic outlook after Congress and the White House failed to agree on a much anticipated fiscal stimulus deal. There's no stimulus, nothing at all, despite what YouTubers will tell you. There's no stimulus. All of their focus, of course, was on confirming Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, which happened officially last night. She's now officially a Supreme Court justice. And President Trump, though, would have you remember during the debate just a few days ago when he said the stock market is having records, the stock market will collapse if I'm not reelected. We will go into a depression. He pointed to Joe Biden. We will go into a depression if I am not reelected. Yeah. Well, your terrible leadership is not making Wall Street very confident this morning. 650-point drop. You know, historically, if you want to go back through history, all the way back to like 1920 or 1908 or something, the week before the presidential election is good for stocks. Yeah, since 1928, the stock market has usually risen in the last full week before the contest. Not this time, though. something's different this time. It's because we are on the precipice of a disaster, folks. And all you need to do is look at some of the headlines. Just look at some of the random headlines from across the newspapers this morning. Here's one. Struggling rental market could usher in next American housing crisis. That's just one headline. Low-income workers suffer a second stimulus check. Prospects are dim. Stocks on slide on coronavirus uptick. Fading stimulus hopes. The U.S. and several countries in Europe face elevated case levels, fueling concern over additional restrictions. Yeah, and now we have this new housing data, which is out this morning. And this is really troubling. Millions of renters are now behind on their payments. Mass evictions could come soon. We knew this was coming. I'm surprised that this is like a bit of a surprise to Wall Street. Evictions are coming. Remember, all of those eviction moratoriums are pretty much drying up across the country. The amount of unemployment benefits gone, basically eliminated now. Rental assistance. There's no rental assistance. There's nothing in the way of stimulus to help these people stay in their homes. How many of you right now, yesterday on our show, I asked you, how many of you have been affected by this? Have you lost a job, pay your rent, bills, etc.? And so many of you, it was breaking my heart. I mean, I saw my wife after the show. I said, I couldn't believe it. Just like on the screen. And Philip, maybe we can even do that during this segment. Just anyone who's affected by this, just put them up here. Lost my job. There are people saying, I'm homeless now. I'm homeless. Richest country in the world. Someone in my comments the other day said, why do you keep saying richest country in the world? Most people aren't rich. Yeah, we are the wealthiest country in the world. And that wealth is consolidated at the top. And these billionaires who've made billions of dollars more during this pandemic, while low-wage workers were kept out of poverty because of the CARES Act. Here's the poverty numbers. Just take a look at this. The monthly poverty rates before and after the CARES Act. Look at this. It because of the CARES Act, we were kept out of poverty. Yeah, Nancy Dubin, I got a threat of a disconnect, electrical disconnect. I mean, this is real, folks. If it wasn't for credit cards, we'd been in serious trouble, Darlene says. Yeah. Affected, Amy Baker says. And the data this morning for low-wage workers suffer as a second stimulus check prospects dim. Now, if you watched my show last week, of course, you know about the stock market problems that are coming. The stock market problems are really going to be affected by in three different ways. The reason we're going to see a stock market collapse in the next few months. We talked about price versus earnings, right? The P&E ratio. So the fact that these companies aren't earning, they're not making money. Government debt, the amount of government debt is off the charts. The government debt is at a level we've never seen before. And the Federal Reserve keeps creating new currency, printing money, if you want to call it that. It's unsustainable. And then, of course, the Buffett indicator. We talked about the Buffett indicator, which shows that the stock market is massively overvalued. Why? Because so many of these companies are buying up their own stocks in these share buyback programs, therefore artificially inflating the stocks. They're not investing in research and development. They're not hiring people. They're laying people off. But see, there's even something that's even more fundamental to all of this, and the reason this collapse is coming, it's because of small and medium businesses. Their collapse is destroying our GDP and is going to destroy our country. So Yelp released their numbers and 163,000 businesses have closed in the United States since March 1st. The numbers represent an increase of 23% since July. 23% increase in the number of businesses that have closed since July. That at the time is when the count of closures sat at about 132,000 businesses. I hate to see the numbers in the next few weeks. But see, all of the concern, you want to talk about Wall Street numbers being down. There's all this concern about Wall Street. Oh, stocks slip because of stimulus. What are they scared about? You know what they're really scared about? Is you not being able to buy stuff. What they're really scared about is the small business that's going to go under and is going to overall affect the GDP of this country. Because remember, these large companies, my friends, do not pay taxes. So how do we raise money in this country? Gross domestic product. How does our country run? It runs on you spending money. And so when we had a stimulus plan in place, guess what happened? Money was spent. The economy kept moving. The government relies on you spending money. Small businesses pay taxes. The difference here is that these large companies don't pay taxes. I mean, the outrage just a few weeks ago about, you know, Donald Trump and his taxes. Yeah, that's normal for these big guys. I'm not going to mention any of these companies' names because I don't want them to file a complaint and have my video taken down, by the way. I'm telling you what, yesterday I even got another issue because I talked about something that the, you know, big mainstream media doesn't want us talking about. And I have to deal with that on the back end now with YouTube. So I don't want to mention their names, these big companies that have these offshore accounts, they set up, you know, headquarters in Ireland and other places so they don't have to pay taxes. So all of these big companies that pay zero in taxes. And so the way that the federal government looks at it says, we want to make sure they're okay. So we stimulate them, give them trillions of dollars in bailout money because they think they're the largest employers. They're not. The largest employers in our country are small and medium-sized businesses. You know who these big businesses are. I don't need to name names. They're paying zero. They're paying zero. So the way that this collapse is going to unfold is a lack of consumer spending in the next few months, a lack of money going into the broader GDP and economy, the federal government being unable to collect any revenue from taxes, the inability to pay back this debt. And that's why you're starting to see the fracturing on Wall Street, the nerves on Wall Street, because it looks like their heyday is coming to an end. So again, if you've got your money right now in this corrupt Wall Street system, you need to think differently about it. Now, I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm telling you, if my 401k were tied to these crooks, I would be concerned. You know, on the show this week, I'm going to show you some different companies that you can invest in. I have no connection to them at all, but they are, you know, I'm a progressive. So I want to be able to invest in things that help people, that are recession resistant, recession proof in many ways. So I've been analyzing a number of companies that invest in clean, renewable energy, like geothermal, wind, solar. Looking at these different types of renewables that have exploded in popularity over the past few years and have been recession proof because no state government can bring them down. We need energy. We need clean energy. And this is the future. Now you're seeing all of these big oil companies starting to rebrand themselves, starting to move away from oil, starting to try to move towards these renewables because they see the future, the writing on the wall. It's unsustainable. Do you want to be out in front on it? There's billions of dollars to be made. And guess what? At the end of the day, you can feel good about your investing because you're actually investing in something that's not tied to this corrupt Wall Street. But if your 401k, your pension, all of this stuff is tied there, you better start thinking of an exit plan. You better start looking at about how you can, with the CARES Act at least, you can pull that money out and reposition that money because it's coming. I saw this the other day, and this is exactly what I think is going to happen. This meme I saw last night, I showed it to my wife. Right? Isn't that true? Like, look at that wave. How many of you guys have seen this? There's 2020. It's a pretty large wave, right? Is that a 15-foot wave? Look at 2021, right behind it. 163,000 businesses have closed since March 1st. The wave is coming. And it's only going to get worse. And the reason the Federal Reserve is saying that they're going to continue these stimulus plans for big businesses and the banks is because they know the disaster that's unfolding. If people cannot pay their rent, they cannot pay their mortgages, they can't put food on their table, how are people going to pay for going to the movies? How are people going to pay for any of that stuff anymore? So all of the stimulus, the $5 trillion that went to these large corporations, great. Didn't help you. Well, it did for a short amount of time. The peanuts that you were able to get from your federal government, it helped you for a short amount of time. This isn't about handouts, folks. This is about smart monetary policy. This is about smart fiscal policy. This is about your federal government, your Congress, your president saying, here's the real problem. It's the low-income workers. It's the food service workers. It's the hospitality sector. It's all of the engine of our economy that is collapsing. They're losing their houses. They can't pay their rent. They've lost their job. They have no health care. Yeah, but Wall Street's numbers are doing great. Yeah, for a little bit while longer. You ride that wave, Wall Street. Sit back and enjoy that little wave. You're making some good money right now, aren't you? Artificially inflating your stock prices with these share buybacks. Again, CNBC's not going to talk about this. Because, you know, the problem with, of course, corporate media is that you have 8 billionaires basically that run the show. They don't want you scared. They want you to keep investing in the stock market because they make money when you do that. All of the advertising that they have in every commercial break. Why are there so many commercial breaks during that Squawk Box show? And it's all Wall Street companies that want you to invest with them. Why are they spending millions of dollars on CNBC so you will spend money with them? Why do they need to spend that much money to get you to invest with them? And yet you don't. And some of these renewable companies I'm talking about don't do any, they don't do any advertising at all. There's a reason for that, right? What's the old saying about, like, you don't see ads for broccoli? You don't see anything worth having doesn't have advertising. Isn't that interesting? Michael Pollan said that? Yeah. Ooh, Michael Pollan, a great book, by the way, if you ever get a chance to read it, The Omnivore's Dilemma. Anything with that, what, do you see broccoli commercials? Do you see clean air commercials? No, but you'll see $1 billion advertisements to get you to invest with these different Wall Street firms that will make thousands of dollars off of your money. And who, by the way, aren't even investing in the stocks they tell you to invest in. You know, we interviewed a financial advisor who said the reason, like, financial advisors won't talk to you about real estate investing is because they make no money off of it. And one of the things he said is that almost every financial advisor he knows, you know, will recommend all these different funds that none of them own any of. So, like, when I tell you about Outlet, you know, where you can get a 6% return right now as a savings account that's tied to cryptocurrency and not this corrupt Wall Street government banking system, I actually have a lot of money in Outlet. I'm not an investor, but I have my money in a savings account because I walk the walk. I invest in real estate. But these fund managers, these financial advisors don't even own any of the funds they're recommending to people. Folks, if you add all of that up, how can a rational person not think we are heading for a collapse in the next few months? How can a rational person? I had one person leave me a YouTube comment. By the way, I read all of your comments. So if you want to leave me a comment, I read them. Even the ones that are off the wall, I read them. Even the ones that are nice, I read those. Even the ones that are mean, I read those. I have thick skin. Someone said, left me a comment a few weeks ago that said, what are you worried about, Clayton? The government will just bail them out. Bail who out? You see what I'm getting at here? It's not just Walsh. It's not like Amazon, these big companies that are going to be fine. That's not who we're worried about here. What I'm talking about is the incredible weight of this economy collapsing because there is no money coming from consumers to buy anything anymore. And the fuel and the energy, the fuel and the entire engine of our economy is small businesses, small and medium businesses. It's not those massive companies that pay $0 in taxes. It's the companies that actually pay taxes, that actually employ more Americans. Over 70% of Americans are employed small and medium-sized businesses that are collapsing left and right. And government sits back and does nothing. Is that surprising? Wall Street says this morning, stock investors bets they're eyeing a Biden victory. Pretty much Wall Street, you know, believes that Biden's about to win. I mean, I think any sensible person is. I get a few YouTube comments from time to time that are people like, Clayton, you're stupid. Trump's the greatest president of all time. He's going to win in a landslide. Okay. We'll see. Let's re-rack those comments in a week. Maybe you're right. Maybe Wall Street's wrong. Maybe Vegas betting odds and all these guys that bet on all this stuff and look at these polls are wrong. Maybe Trump's team is wrong, by the way, because Trump's looking at internal polling. Why has he pulled up shop and not spending money in a lot of these battleground states anymore? And they're repositioning that money in states they hope that they can keep a fire line on, Pennsylvania and Florida. Why are they not spending that money anymore in these other states? You got to ask yourself that question, right? But I'm the idiot. Okay. The bottom line is it doesn't matter who wins when it comes to this type of monetary policy because we're not getting a stimulus anytime soon. If Biden wins, we're not getting anything until January. If Trump wins, yeah. All of his rich friends are fine. On Wall Street. And Mitch McConnell, with all of his big energy money, does not want to pass any kind of a stimulus plan. So you think a stimulus plan is going to come in the next week? No way. This is why 2021 and into 2022, I even saw a separate meme, like here's the 2021 graphic. There was another one that had Godzilla behind it. Like 2023 or 2022. Is Godzilla standing behind that wave? It's real. Let me know your thoughts on that in the comments. I will read them all. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. By the way, we have our daily morning newsletter, which goes out first thing in the morning. You have to subscribe. It's totally free. And hopefully it makes you smarter. It helps you navigate this crazy corrupt world. I'm going to be looking a little bit more closely in the newsletter about some of these renewable companies. You know, some of the stories that we cover in the newsletter, we talk about plastics, we talk about the things that matter to the future of this country. We cover the stimulus. So go to morninginvest.com, please, and subscribe. It's totally free, and you'll get it first thing in the morning over your cup of coffee. We've got more to get to here on the show. We're looking at young people voting and the latest numbers. We're also going to look at a new Harvard business study. We're going to look at the states with the highest credit card debt. And the states that have the highest credit score. What state do you think it is? Let me take a poll right now. Mad Martinian says, the world is a scary place now that you've woken up the demon. You know, Ignorance is bliss. You know, most people just want to tune in to CNN and just kind of be forced, you know, spoon fed all of this stuff. All they want to do is hear how terrible Trump is and just cover over anything that matters, you know, anything that Biden's past, ignore all of Biden's past. Ignore. That's a distraction. You think New York has the highest credit card debt, Mr. Wisdom Seeker? New York City, highest credit card debt? Illinois or Indiana, Matthew Bracey says. Pennsylvania, Princess Diana. Alaska, Ken Panette. Massachusetts, California. All good questions. All good guesses. New Jersey. And we're talking about, you know, people with credit cards, right? California. By the way, someone's just asking me, how can I become a channel member? If you want to support independent journalism, you can become a channel member. We are not bought and sold by any of the big news corporations here. So we get to cover the stories that I think matter to you. Until we get yanked off of YouTube, you can become a channel member by going to morninginvest.com/join. And for as little as a cup of coffee once a month, you can support our show and all of the work that we do here at Morning Invest. So thank you so much for supporting independent journalism. Thank you. All right, we've got more to get to here on the show. Just wanted to take a little coffee break. Sometimes you just need to slow down. You know, when you get to be my age, you just got to slow down a little bit.
Come on, man.
Sorry, Jill. Young people are voting. A national poll of America's 18 to 29-year-olds released today by the Institute of Politics at Harvard Kennedy School found historic interest in the upcoming election. We covered this in the newsletter this morning, with a higher proportion of respondents indicating that they will definitely be voting than has been observed in the past 20 years since these polls have been conducted. So here is the new study that came out this morning, the Harvard Youth Poll. They looked at 18 to 29-year-olds. Historic interest in the upcoming election. Most in decades. And so President Trump is shaking this morning because overwhelmingly, according to this study, the number of people who are voting for Biden, I'm sorry, overwhelmingly, the number of young people are voting for Biden. Not surprising. They have great voter turnout. You have all these TikTok celebrities and, you know, Hollywood types doing all this stuff on Instagram and, you know, all these Hollywood elites, you know, get out there and vote. It's a way to make a change. We care about the environment, right? Everything's going to change under Biden is how they're spinning this. That's how it'll all be different under Biden. So all these young people that a lot of them, you know, were Bernie Sanders supporters, and then they see Bernie out there saying, hey, you know, I couldn't get much done, but now you got to go with Biden. That's where the real deal is now. But they're going to vote, and they're lining up to do so. But not all of them. Some people are not actually fooled by this. Some people are not actually fooled by all of this elite liberal media and all of these rich Hollywood celebrities who are getting out there on Twitter and Facebook and doing all these fundraisers and stuff. It's fun to watch this on YouTube, right? All these like 80s stars who are popping back up doing stuff and trying to get people to vote. Got to vote for Biden. I even saw Mark Hamill the other day. I follow him on Twitter. Mark Hamill, of course, Luke Skywalker. I love the guy. However, I saw him tweet something the other night where he said, I just can't wait till Biden wins and we can go back to normal where I can just go back to tweeting cat pictures or fun animal pictures. Because that's what's about to happen with all of these young people, is they can all go back to sleep. As soon as Biden wins and nothing changes, they can pretend that they've fulfilled their destiny and they can go back to sleep. But not all of these young people. This has been going viral. And the reason that this is going viral, this video, is because it's rare that MSNBC or any of the mainstream media are going to cover stories like this, where they actually tell the truth about what's happening among undecided voters. And over on MSNBC, they have this little town hall where they have all these people socially distanced out on a park bench somewhere. No I'm like, why are you haven't figured out who you're voting for yet? Don't you watch MSNBC? We've been telling you for months. Don't vote for Sanders. Don't vote for Bernie Sanders. You got to vote for Biden. Don't you remember Barack Obama, the good old days? So MSNBC did this video. And the reason it's going viral is because, like I said, they don't ever do these types of segments. So once in a rare moment, you get these like flashes of truth on the mainstream media. Watch this group of young black women sit down with Christine Jansen over at MSNBC and respond and being asked why they're still undecided. Like, we couldn't figure it out. So we just had to ask these women, like, why aren't they voting for Biden? Can you tell us why not? Listen.
I am totally undecided. I'd write your name in at this point.
Usually by now I would have voted already, but I'm just not comfortable with either one of them right now.
What are you looking for? What do you need to hear?
Let's start at the crime bill and the fact.
What are you looking for? Really? Hasn't Biden given you everything you need? What do you need to hear? Like, that's what we're trained to do, right? Is just to hear platitudes from these politicians. What do you need to hear? What do you need to hear? How will that make you feel? What do you need to hear at this point? Will that make you feel any better if you just hear the words?
But I'm just not comfortable with either one of them right now. What are you looking for?
What do you need to hear? What are you looking for? What do you need to hear? Come on. Haven't you seen Biden?
Come on, man.
What are you looking for? Well, now we get some real answers here. Listen to what we're looking for. Listen to these women who are sick and tired of being spoon-fed this garbage.
At the crime bill and the fact that he has not only rectified every time he reverts back to, well, it was some, the black caucus members in the church, where they were with it too. Okay, you fooled them as well.
You know, you never said I'm sorry. You know, it's like I didn't do it.
I want to hear an ironclad plan.
So the very first thing they talk about is the thing that basically, you know, it got swept under the rug during the debate, got brought up a little bit, the crime bill. And at least Biden was conciliatory and said that it was a mistake. But he's never come out and apologized for it. Yeah, the crime bill that has locked up a disproportionate number of young black people in this country for basically the same type of non-violent drug offense that white people don't get locked up for. Oh, because they use crack cocaine. They get locked up and get the keys thrown away. The white guy, the Hunter Biden, uses cocaine. He's fine. He's not going to prison. Can't talk about that, can we? We can't talk about that. I'm surprised MSNBC just didn't cut it short. But they let it go. The reason that so many young black men are incarcerated in this country, you know, 1 out of 50 children in this country have one member of their family in prison. In fact, we covered it in the newsletter this morning, I think, and a group that is doing a fantastic job of actually trying to allow these individuals who are behind bars with nonviolent drug offenses to be able to vote. The fact that we have to have, and it's an amazing organization, you should check it out. I'll have a link in the show notes for it. It's the sentencingproject.org. We wrote a whole story about it today in the newsletter. They've done an amazing job of trying, you know, getting voting booths in prisons so these people can go and vote in prisons because of the disenfranchisement. So check out the Sentencing Project. But the fact that we have to, the fact that we have to even have a group like this that's helping people get their voter rights. 5.2 million Americans cannot vote because of a felony conviction. 1 out of every 16 African Americans has lost their voting rights due to felony disenfranchisement. one in every 59 non-black voters versus one in every 59 non-black voters. You think that's not, you want to talk about systemic racism? It's part of the system that was written into law and championed by Joe Biden. Let's listen more.
I don't want to hear if this or if that or after the election. Does the presence of Kamala Harris on the Democratic ticket sway you at all?
Not no. at all. I don't know who said she had our vote.
Mainstream media did. Because in the days after Kamala Harris was selected as the vice presidential nominee on the Democratic ticket, oh, there was just like swooning going on. Talking about how much money the Biden campaign is raising now, all this money from Hollywood pouring in, all of these limo liberals that we were talking about, right? All of that money pouring in from Hollywood. Because we can feel good about ourselves. You know, I love Larry David, you know, creator of Seinfeld. But it's that same group of people that always come around this time, you know, throw their money behind these types of candidates so they can feel good about themselves, so they can go back to their golf course, play more golf, hang out with Al Gore, go sit around and watch Inconvenient Truth movies together. And then they can just turn a blind eye. So Biden gets in there, he's going to win. And then what happens? Any change for these women? So these women are not fooled by this. Yeah, we have all of these young people voting. That's great. But my biggest fear is that we end up, you know, we have all of these young people voting. According to this new Harvard Kennedy School of Politics poll that just came out this morning, an overwhelming, almost historic level of young people voting. But they're being lied to. My fear, my hope is that this group of young people is mobilized into action. Listen to them. I mean, listen to these women.
It does not. We were supposed to grab onto Kamala with the black girl magic, but that didn't happen because she didn't right her wrongs. Like, I hold officials accountable. I don't care what color you are. And I think that too often we automatically think that because someone looks like you, that they're going to have your best interests at heart. And that's just not.
That's just not true. So what are the choices? You know, all these people, Trump or Biden? Trump, who's been a narcissistic nut job. Rolling back regulation in hundreds of different areas across the country to allow big companies to go forth and pollute as much as they want. Clean water, clean streams, rivers, clean air. That's your choice. That's one choice. Misogynistic, grab him by the you know what, Donald Trump. Or Joe Biden. The guy who voted to expand our military footprint 20%, continue these foreign wars, expand the number of wars we were in from 2 to 7 under Barack Obama, vote for the crime bill, which has a disproportionate level of incarceration for young black people in this country, destroying families for the same types of drug offenses that whites get away with. It's inconvenient to talk about. I don't want to talk about this. It's uncomfortable. You know, if you want to be comfortable, then just be spoon-fed from CNN or MSNBC or Fox, your typical talking points. But we're not talking about it enough. You know, Biden has 40 years of examples of why you shouldn't vote for him. Trump has 4 years of examples of why you shouldn't vote for him. So what's the middle? What do you do? What are the solutions? So these women are like, I don't know what to do. She says at the beginning, at this point, I'm just going to write your own name in. That's what she said at the beginning. I feel like I'm going to write your name in as a write-in candidate.
I am totally undecided. I'd write your name in at this point.
Usually by now,
I'd write your name in at this point. You know, this stuff didn't start under President Trump. This stuff started many years ago. And so you want to blame all of the ills of the world on President Trump? Okay. If that makes you feel better. You think, well, if I vote for a third party candidate, then I'm just throwing away my vote. Okay. If you think that, I don't think that. Again, I come back to one big thing we could do to change all of this is ranked choice voting. And this can happen with all of you at the state level demanding that this be the way of the land in your state. Maine managed to pull it off. The state of Maine managed to pull it off. Again, I keep talking about ranked choice voting, which means you get to vote based on your conscience. If you want to vote for Joe Jorgensen in Maine as your first choice, guess what? The second choice, you can pick Joe Biden because you know what? If Joe Jorgensen doesn't get 50% of the popular vote or of the, the popular vote there, then it bumps down to the second choice. You're ranking your choices. Yeah, you want number one, you want Joe Jorgensen. Number two, you want Howie Hawkins. Number three, you want Mark Charles, Native American candidate. Number four, you want Trump in that order. That's how it works. That's how the state of Maine works. That's how this entire election process should work. Drop me a comment below. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. I love this video, though. It's one of those rare moments from the mainstream media. And I love that they only found three women, by the way. Hey, can you guys go out and find three black women? We just, you know, we've been totally in the tank for Biden. Can we just go do a segment where we pretend that we have some objectivity? Can you find three black women for me, please, who are undecided? I don't know. Where do they hang out? Let's send Christine Jansen down there. Chris Jansen, whatever her name is. Let me know. Am I wrong? What do you disagree with? Am I right? Drop me a comment below. I'll read them all. And don't forget to subscribe. And if you, because you know, I see so many of you are watch the show, but then YouTube tells me that only 70% or 30% of you are actually subscribed to the channel. We do this show live 9 a.m. Eastern time every day, covering the stories that are uncomfortable and real. And they make me uncomfortable to cover, to be honest with you. But that's why I know I'm doing something right. When I get uncomfortable, then I know that we're onto something right. Right? We only grow through discomfort. If it's so easy, then no one would do it, right? I want to talk about the states with the highest credit card debt in a second. How's Grover Dog doing? Still passed out. Let me take some viewer comments. KC says, I'm a black woman and I don't want either of these losers. James Anderson says, what about the stimulus? I talked about that at the beginning of the show a little bit in the context of how we are facing an economic calamity in the next few months. But I'm not talking about any stimulus because there is no stimulus. There is no stimulus. No stimulus exists. See, Wall Street, man, they love Biden lately. It's so funny to watch the Wall Street Journal and these other, there are all these stories about it. And I'm not blaming the Journal because the Journal's owned by, Rupert Murdoch. But, you know, who's donated massively to Trump. Just look at this, man. Fearful of a stimulus, but man, they're betting on Biden. Stock investors bets eye a Biden victory. Robust stimulus. Well, the states with the highest credit card debt is out. The new study from Experian. By the way, isn't Experian one of those like credit companies that you like have to pay, or they like monitor your credit and then you have to like try to fight them to get your credit scores fixed? Like Experian, TransUnion, one of them, right? Anyway, They look very closely at all of your credit. And the states with the highest credit card score, the credit scores is out, but also the highest credit card debt. And you can learn a lot from this study, actually. So here they have the average score, 688. The average person has three credit cards in the United States. They have 2.4 retail cards. So you got retail cards and credit cards. So those retail cards are like the Macy's cards, right? Or the I have a Victoria's Secret card. No, I don't. my Blockbuster. Yeah, it's like a Blockbuster card. Yeah, my Victoria's Secret card and my Blockbuster card. I have a Panera card for that Panera bread, so I can get a free coffee. All my 10th coffee is free. No, the retail cards, of course, you know, you think, oh, when you're in checkout line at Macy's and all of those, and they're like, oh, yeah, you want to save 10% right now? Sign up for one of these cards. In fact, that's how my credit got dinged years ago, because I signed up for one of those cards one time at like Christmas time because I was broke, you know, and I forgot about the card. I paid for it with that card, and then I forgot that I ever had the card, and it was only like a $20 purchase anyway. That ended up coming back and biting me and ruined my credit because I forgot I had that stupid card. Don't buy one of those stupid cards. You know, unless you're going to Target every day, I guess. Anyway, the average number of credit cards, 3 credit cards in this country. Minnesota is the state with the highest average credit score. So Minnesota, congratulations. You have the highest credit score in the country, according to Experian's 2020 analysis of the nation's credit. Good for you. You're doing something right on your credit. Other high score states include Vermont, South Dakota, New Hampshire, and Wisconsin. So good on you. These are all, of course, many of them are wealthy states, of course. The lowest credit scores, the states with the lowest credit scores. Can you guess the state with the lowest credit score? Is Mississippi. Lowest credit score in the country is Mississippi. Followed by Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, and Texas. So it is kind of like a blue state versus red state thing, isn't it? Interesting. A perfect Experian score is 850. And they show in their polling here are the numbers that the average Vantage score is 688. A perfect Experian score is 850. The average person in this country has $5,897 in credit card debt. $215,000 in mortgage debt. Look at that. $25,000 in non-mortgage debt. And the average past due right now is 2.4%. Which is somehow down from 2019. I know it seems odd. And maybe the answer is that they've focused on paying off some of their credit card debt now during the pandemic, but I'm not that positive on it. I think the real story is that this can has been kicked down the street a little bit, and we're going to see this number go up significantly once these mortgage forbearance programs and any kind of unemployment benefits for a state level dry up. Any type of these programs dries up. And of course, foreclosure processes start and all of those things start. They're all kicked down the street a little bit into 2021. That's why 2021 is going to be a disaster. But the fact that the United States has this much debt, that Americans are saddled with this much debt, and this doesn't even account for student loan debt. America is drowning in debt. The lower middle class, I mean, if we didn't have a middle class anymore, lower wage people, lower income Americans hit the hardest with the lowest credit scores and the highest amount of debt. And so Congress could do us all a favor. President could do us all a favor. We're able to come in and bail out these massive banks when they go deep into debt. Right? We're able to swoop in with a $5 trillion stimulus to help them out. But what if we would work something out where the United States government would step in and wipe away people's credit card debt? Yeah, take away their credit card debt and actually say, okay, you can't use them anymore. We're going to wipe away this debt, give you a clean slate, like Catwoman in Dark Knight Rises. I want the clean slate program. Give me a fresh start. Same thing with student loan debt. That, of course, was part of a couple of different stimulus proposals that were floating through Washington. Some of which was in that HEROES Act that never materialized, wiping away $10,000 in student loan debt. But this is America, that we also want to reward high credit scores. The whole system is laughable to me, because when you look at Europe, for instance, and you look how difficult it is to even get a credit card in Europe, and the for an individual, most credit cards, if they give you one, is like 500 euro. That's it. And also, you have to have that much in a bank account. Same thing is true of a business account in other parts of the world. In order to get like a credit card in Spain, you have to show that you have that money basically sitting in the bank to cover it till before they'll give it to you. It's not even worth it. We are the only country that's built on this massive debt. And we reward it. So you are a better person if your credit score is higher. You're a better person if you have a higher credit score. What's your credit score? Oh, you're at 680. Oh, that's right on the cusp of being a good person. What that means is that you get a lot of debt and these banks get rewarded and you pay it off on time. That's literally how we value people. You get a credit card from a big bank, borrow money you don't have to pay for things you don't need. And if you pay it back mostly on time, we will reward you with a higher score. And then guess what you can do with that score? You can get even more debt by getting a mortgage, where you also have to pay a bank back based on your credit score. It's insanity. And yet we keep propping up these big banks. We keep funneling all of this money into these big banks. And that's how the system works. So congratulations, Minnesota. Highest national credit score in this country. Where did your state come down? And what is your credit score? Let me know in the chat below. And, you know, how are you dealing with a low credit score right now? One of our viewers yesterday wrote in and left us a voicemail saying, you know, that because he's not been able to pay his bills, his credit score just keeps getting hurt and hurt and hurt. And every month it's getting worse. And he thinks he might have to file bankruptcy. Yeah. Federal government, you should step in. The fact that COVID-related problems are causing people's credit scores to go down, and the value with which we value Americans is based on their credit score. Doesn't something seem out of whack here? They lost their job. They can't pay their bills. Their credit score is going down. And the banks are getting bailed out. This is America. Greatest country in the world. Keep telling yourselves that. Keep believing it. Keep believing this lie. Wake up. Drop me a comment below. Be sure to subscribe to the channel and join us every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. We don't put up with the crap around here. Although I am putting up with the crap right now of us buffering. What's going on with YouTube today? So Philip's going to deep dive this later. He's going to problem solve and see what the heck's going on here. You know, we'll see how much stuff I said today gets flagged again. We'll see. But you know, when you seek discomfort, good things come from that. So thank you guys for joining us today. We're going to drop off now and try to assess what the heck was going on with YouTube stream today. But at least we got some show. We'll publish some of this later if you missed some of it, and we'll try to clean it up if we can. But be sure to join us every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Subscribe to the channel and smash that like button. When you smash that like button, what it does is it sends it out to more people. So more people get to learn and hear this. Please share it on Facebook. Share it with one of your family members as well who needs to hear this. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Much love to all of you. I hope you have a great Sunday morning.
Your quiver, you're not ruling anything out.
Good morning, Sunday morning.